Dr. Kevin Ford teaches choral arts in the music department of UTC and has directed singers in a variety of settings over the years. Last Sunday, his singers flew to Europe. This interview with Dr. Ford was recorded prior to their departure. Of your choral arts students, say a choral group, chorus, ends up taking a trip. And this year, that trip is bound for Vienna. How many people are you taking with you?
We'll have 19 singers on this one. It's the chamber singers group. So we'll go over with 19, and we actually will fly into Prague, and we'll have a couple of days in Prague, and we'll do a concert at one of the churches there. Then we travel to Vienna. And we're there several days, and we do two concerts in Vienna. We'll do one concert at St. Stephen's Church, which is the main church for Austria. Then we'll do a second church out a little way from town center. That will be a night concert that we'll do actually as a joint concert with a local university chorus. And then we travel from there through Eisenstadt, where Haydn worked for the Esterházys. And in fact, we just performed last semester the Theresienmass that he wrote for that church in that location. And so we'll go into to the church there that Haydn worked. Then we will continue on to Budapest, and we'll tour Budapest for a good while. We have a church, the St. Joseph's Parish Church, that has asked us to actually be their choir for their Sunday morning service. So we'll do that on Sunday morning and then head back on Monday.
Will this group be singing just about every day?
No, there's going to be a good bit of touring time, time to get to know the place. We've got one evening that we've got a lecture from a professor from the University of Vienna who's going to come and talk to us about the Viennese style, Viennese classical style, and other eras. So there's an educational component to it. It's not all work. There will be about four concerts as part of it. They'll get a chance to perform in a lot of the acoustical spaces that we have very little of in the United States, the large spaces with a good bit of echo in them. The interesting thing about that is you start to see why pieces of music were written in the ways that they were, because if you have a 2-3 second echo, you can't change chords as quickly as you do in some other pieces. Otherwise, it just becomes a big mesh of sound. About half of our literature we're taking will be literature from those locations, from Prague and from Budapest and Vienna. Then half of our literature will be American pieces, because that's what their audiences really want to come and hear, especially spirituals. So we'll end the concert, since this is Professor Carter's retirement year, we're ending the concert with two of his pieces.
When you talk about the echo and the sound within the cathedrals, it's almost like another instrument, another voice being added to the chorus. How will that mesh with the American spirituals?
The American spirituals that I picked are some with slower harmonic rhythms, in other words, slower chord changes. You have to be aware of that when you're programming for those spaces. Actually, the last time we went to Vienna, I put one piece on the concert that broke all the rules just to teach the students what would happen. And when we recorded it, I mean, they could hear all the chords meshed together, and it was kind of a big mess. The audience that were close to us didn't get that, but when you were back in the hall and you experienced all of that echo, it really got muddy. And this time I'll just tell them about it. We'll leave the experimenting for another occasion. But we've talked about it all along the way, the rehearsals of how we would do a piece. In fact, there are some things that we will do from a performance standpoint of putting in extra time for rests or things along that line, just simply to accommodate those acoustics. Things that we wouldn't do here. If we did any of the pieces, for instance, in Roland Hayes, it's a fairly dead space. So we would shorten those rests. So they're learning about how acoustics affect the sound and how pieces are actually written for specific acoustics.
You'll be walking in the footsteps or singing in the spaces that some of the great classical musicians thrived in.
Oh, exactly. St. Stephen's Cathedral has such a long history in Vienna. That's where Haydn started out as a choir boy. He was a boy soprano and sang in that space, grew into his adulthood and then went out on his own. But the space is just replete with one person after another of that similar stature that worked there and that sang there and pieces that were written for that space. For instance, the last time we went to Vienna, we sang a Bruckner piece in the space for which he had written it. And they could see that those long rests in the piece that make very little sense in a dead acoustic, they could see how that worked. And so to be able to experience the music in the space for which it's written is a unique experience and something they'll remember musically.
Once these college students come back home, everyone else will get a chance to hear what they performed overseas.
Absolutely. We want to do a return home concert, and we'll do that on March 23rd, Saturday evening, 7:30 at Christ Church Episcopal, right on the edge of campus. The concert will be free to the public, but we'll do the pieces that we performed in Europe at that concert.
The hall at Christ Church Episcopal has got a little bit more of an acoustic than some of the places on campus. Is that why it was chosen?
It is. It's a live acoustic. It's small, so it's a more intimate space. You don't get the long echo. It's all hard surfaces, so you do get a bright sound that you do experience the sound bouncing back at you from different angles. And so that's the reason we picked that space. We're very thankful to the people at Christ Church, to Carla Falks and the ministerial staff there for opening up their church and welcoming us for this concert.
Chamber Singers will perform the concert repertoire one last time in Chattanooga on Saturday, March 23rd, with the Chamber Singers Homecoming Concert at Christ Episcopal Church on Macaulay Avenue, beginning at 7:30 p.m. This concert is free and open to the public. Visit the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.